From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. Temperatures this week were 1 to 2 degrees above average for this time of the year, with daily highs ranging from the low 80s to the low 90s. The first 3 weeks of July have been warmer than average by about 1 to 2 degrees in southern Illinois and 4 to 5 degrees in northern Illinois. The warmer than average start to climatological summer has offset a cool end to spring, and base 50 growing degree days are near to slightly above normal across the state. Widespread thunderstorms brought timely rain once again to central and southern Illinois this week. The largest 7-day totals include nearly 7.5 inches in Edgar County and more than 5 inches observed in Crawford, Richland, St. Clair, and Jasper counties. These storms, along with the heavy rains events last week, helped alleviate drought conditions in central and southeast Illinois. Only parts of Lawrence and Wabash counties remain in moderate drought, according to this week's U.S. Drought Monitor, although conditions there have improved considerably since the beginning of the month. Following a particularly dry June, most areas of the state are wetter than normal since the start of July, and some places, such as Woodford and Clinton counties, have received in excess of 300% of normal precipitation over the last 30 days. The co-op station in Monunk in Woodford County, for example, has already broken its previous July total rainfall with over 9 inches observed since the start of this month. The previous Monunk record was set back in 1915. Looking ahead, forecasts call for less than 3/4 of an inch of precipitation statewide over the next 7 days. Temperatures are forecasted to initially climb this weekend, with highs in the low to mid-90s across the state, but more seasonable temperatures are forecast for the remainder of next week. Both the Climate Prediction Center's 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day outlooks show elevated odds of below-normal temperatures for the last few days of July and first few of August. Longer-term 1 to 3-month outlooks still show elevated odds of warmer-than-normal conditions for the end of summer and beginning of fall, with equal chances of wetter-than-normal and drier-than-normal conditions across the state. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford, wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.